Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, you know we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We're going to Villanova with their standout linebacker. He was a dominant figure on that defense, Ed Shockley. He also appeared in the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. That's one of the most prestigious college invites a senior can get on their path to the April 26th NFL Draft. Ed, welcome to the show. How's the day treating you, my man?
Thank you for having me. My day's going great. How about yourself?
My day's going pretty good as well. I want to know if I could call you Moot. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
You're probably wondering how I got that, huh?
Yeah, I'm a little curious.
Well, I'm gonna keep going with it, and then I'm gonna let you know this one. Rumor has it that when you're in the locker room, usually line up with the DBs, and yet he said that you think you're a DB, that you can cover slot receivers and play safety. You know who would have said that? It's a teammate.
Was it Rashawn?
It was Rashawn. Yeah, that was him. Yeah, we had him on the show about, I'd say, a week ago, and when I found out we were having you on, if I can ever text a teammate and have them with a little inside information. But nonetheless, I really do appreciate you coming on the show. For you, I mean, on a personal level, is it kind of strange that you know your teammates or ex-teammates, if you will, are getting ready for spring football and you're preparing for, you know, your pro day and the NFL draft and all the things that come with being in your shoes?
Yeah, it is a little weird. Definitely, you know, seeing everybody on Twitter and, you know, my old teammates posting videos or Snapchats, you know, getting ready for spring ball. It's like, oh, I'm not going to be out there with my guys anymore, but, you know, I'm excited for what my future holds in football and, you know, just enjoying this process of getting ready for my pro day and getting ready for the next level.
Definitely. It's got to be an exciting time. I mean, as a younger kid, were you always a little bit better of an athlete than all the other kids?
When, you know, started young, you know, stand out a little bit, you know, you go through your trials and tribulations, you know, as an athlete. But I feel, you know, I stayed true to my path and my passion of football, and that definitely helped me out, and it's starting to pay off now.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, kind of talk us, I'm sure you played a lot of positions growing up, Pop Warner, junior high school, and then leading up to Villanova. But, you know, how did you kind of find yourself trending toward that linebacker position as you were going through the process?
Actually, you know, I feel like I kind of was like raised for it, you know, ever since I was younger, before I could even play football. You know, my dad sent me down in the living room, you know, Sundays, Mondays, you know, watch football, and he always had me watching the linebacker position. And, you know, it was kind of, that was a position that he always, you know, sought out for me to be.
So, who's your dad's favorite guy? Who's your dad's favorite team? I'm sure that had a rub off on you as well.
Yeah, my dad grew up a Giants fan. You know, Lawrence Taylor, Antonio Pierce, linebackers like that.
Oh, yeah. You guys, yeah, definitely a good, yeah, if you're going to root for an NFL team, I mean, yeah, Carson and Carl Banks and LT and Pierce, I mean, that's a fierce group. And hopefully the trend continues with them bringing Alec Ogletree in from the Rams. But that's a topic for another day. So you had that embedded in you, that linebacker was going to be a position you loved. And then I assume you just started excelling at it at the high school level. And how did you end up at Villanova? I'm sure plenty of schools were looking at you.
I had a few offers, all D1, AA offers coming out of high school. You know, Villanova was a good mix of everything, great academics, good football. And it was somewhere, you know, I thought I could go and contribute. I could feel I can go there and help them, you know, win. You know, coming in, they didn't win a conference title or NCAA championship or anything like that. But I felt as though I could come in, compete, and earn a job, you know, help a team win. And while I was there, you know, we were top 10, top 5, number 1 defense in NCAA, Division I AA.
Awesome stuff, and you were a key reason to that. Once again, Ed Shockley, the standout Villanova linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks familiar with the show, you already know what I'm going to say. For you new-time listeners listening in, if you miss any of these podcasts in their entirety, you always know they're free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in the guest name that you're searching for, followed by NFL Draft Blast, and that will pop up. And then we'll be featuring Ed's bio page at college2pro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop shop for everything you're going to need to know about him as he makes his path towards April 26th in the 2018 NFL Draft in Dallas, Texas this year. For you, I mean, this is a question I ask all our guests. I mean, if we threw you in the film room, Ed, you're with some NFL scouts. They're watching the tape of you. What do you think they're going to look, you know, what do you think they're going to look at that tape and say, man, we got to bring you on, the, you know, bring you on board the team? That what are they going to fall in love with?
I think they're definitely going to fall in love with a few things. My instincts, I'm very instinctive. You know, I think as a linebacker, that's something that you have to have, and it makes the job so much easier. My sideline, my ability to play sideline to sideline fast, being able to make plays in space, whether it be covering in space, tackling in space, you know, and the Villanova runs, you know, the linebackers are asked to play a lot in space. And also, we can also play in the box. And I think my durability and, you know, my tenacity, you know, that I bring to the game. You know, I've never missed a play, never missed a practice, never missed a game. That's something, you know, I pride myself on. You know, always hustling to the ball. I'm always around the ball. Even if I'm not making the tackle, you know, I'm in the play.
Oh, that's awesome. And way to explain yourself. Very nice. Does anything go unnoticed? Because sometimes it's the system you run where you couldn't do certain things that you always wanted to. And not a slam on the, you know, on the team or anything. But, you know, sometimes
yeah.
You just maybe wish you could have blitzed more. Or maybe you're a team captain. Maybe you're a film junkie. What are some of the traits that these scouts cannot see that you can tell them about right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, the amount of time that I put in off the field, you know, equals, you know, it kind of shows a little bit, but you really can't, you know, bring the light to that. I think, you know, I spend 2 hours a day every day watching film and then doing extra workouts, you know, whether it be, you know, extra arms, extra legs, extra core, you know, to better myself, you know, to help me make, you know, Saturdays easier and hopefully Sundays easier. I think that's something I pride myself on, always being the first one in the building, last one out.
Yeah, definitely. And I got to ask, because you said you love watching film. I mean, take us through a play that all week, you know, you're breaking down tape of your opponent. Saturday rolls around, Ed, and you kind of see this play, you know, come fruition for you. And maybe you tell a teammate what's going on and they make a play or you make a play. Share with the audience something that comes to your mind on there.
I think when I'm just watching film, looking at, like, tendencies, whether that be, you know, if it's a pass play, the running back's going to be in front of the quarterback, or and if it's a power play, you know, sometimes, you know, offensive linemen like to cheat a little bit. They may tilt their shoulders. They may, you know, put a left foot back. They're pulling left. Just tendencies like that that I might pick up. And, like, when I see it, I'm like, oh, man, this is all the hours work for. You know, I might alert it. Look, he's pulling.
I love it, man. That's one of my favorite questions to get some responses on, because – you know, when we're watching the game, we don't know what your preparation is. We don't know what you're seeing. We just see you making a play. And you know, it's just fun to know that maybe that play you made was just because that guy tipped his shoulder a little bit far to the left and you knew the play was coming. Once again, Ed Shockley, NFLPA, invite Villanova standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. So you got your pro day coming up, and you said you saw your teammates on Snapchat and whatnot. So I would assume you're in a combine training facility or you're doing some combine prep, not at Villanova. Is that fair to say?
Yes. I'm at XP in Boca Raton.
Oh, XP. It's fantastic work with those guys. How long you been down there and what's the difference since you arrived?
I got here the early morning, January 1st. And the difference,
wow.
You know, just – Yeah, I've been here a while. Tony Villani does a great job with his over at XP, whether it be, just the little things that you didn't really notice that you do as far as running form or, as lifting and things like that, the little things, whether it be, having your toe up or your knee all the way up when you're running can make a difference of a tenth of a second. You know, it's amazing, just to see that progression and the knowledge that he passes on down to us. Not only just about, football and running and stuff like that, but stuff off the field, whether it be, him giving us some tips of, management and who to try to surround yourself with and just, things that NFL pros have passed down to him and he's given it to us.
Definitely. And Tony Villani, one of the top in the business, and I'm sure you have to be really enjoying your time down there. What's your height, weight right now? And I assume that's what you'll be on pro day?
Yeah, I'm 6'2", 235.
Man, that's awesome. Man, you move so well. Is that your playing weight? I mean, is that right? Usually where you played around, or have you added weight?
No, I've always been around 235. Even at the NFLPA game, I was 235.
Wow, man. Dang, you move well. You move so well for that size. Man, that's awesome. How about this one? I mean, you arrived down there January 1st. Just say, I'd say probably by the end of January, beginning of February, with Ed Shockley popping off the shirt, looking at himself in the mirror a little bit more, starting to see all the definition come through?
I try to stay away from the mirrors. I want to worry about the ankle. But, going to the beach, is definitely fun.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. And Precision Sports, Christina Phillips, represents you. I'm sure a lot of people wanted that opportunity. How did you know Christina was going to be your best fit?
Just talking it over, she represents a former Villanova guy, Rakim Cox. And, I reached out to him, talked with him a little bit, and, she always kept, honest with me. She never sugarcoated anything. She's a very genuine person, and she knows football, and she knows the business, and, all of that, combined, definitely was the right fit.
And I tell you what, seems like you're in a very good place. Is that fair to say as well? It just seems like, everything's lined up for you exactly how you need it, and Pro Day's going to roll around next week, and you should just knock it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, that's my intention.
Nice, nice. Any particular drill that you're really stoked about?
I would just say the defensive drills, the field drills in general. I like to showcase, that, some linebackers, maybe a two-down linebacker, first or second down run stop. I pride myself on being a three-down sideline to sideline, being able to, drop in coverage or blitz or whatever they need to be able to do. And I just look forward to showing that through the drills, how good my hips are, my pass drops, things like that.
Awesome stuff, man. Ed, I could keep you for another 20 minutes. I'd probably keep you longer, but I know you got plenty of work to do on your side. I know you've probably been working out all day. You'd like to get some rest, and I don't want to take too much of your time. But we do always like to end the show with a few laughs. You ready to take a shot with a couple off-the-wall questions?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Now, this is where the opportunity – now the pendulum swings in your favor now, Ed, because we asked for Sean Stewart a little bit to tease you about, and he scorched you on thinking you're a DB. Now's your opportunity. Do you want to scorch him about anything?
Oh, man. We'll see come the field drills in the 40 and stuff like that. I only think I'm a DB because I can compete with him.
Awesome, man. I love it. That's the way to do it. And for you, female celebrities, we ask this of everybody. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
I would definitely say someone like Rihanna, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. We tally up the names each show. We always ask that question. And then the last show before the draft, we announce, to regular listeners who come in all the time, we announce who the winner is. Rihanna dethroned Beyonce one time. Beyonce's won like the last 6 years, I think, except one. And then Rihanna, Megan was always third.
Beyonce's a great choice. You can't go wrong there.
Yeah. Some guys don't say Beyonce because they just say it's just such a give me answer. It kind of takes the fun out of it. Like,
yeah.
Kind of Right? You know, it's like, you know she's beautiful. I mean, really, you can't argue. But nonetheless, we ask it. And then the final question before we let you go. Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on the bottom of your feet. It's a very in vogue thing right now to have something painted on there. What would you want to see on the bottom of your shoes?
You know, just kind of go off of the, you know, the cleats for cause thing. I think would definitely be a tribute to a cancer foundation or something like that. You know, cancer is, you know, is a nasty disease, and I think definitely needs to be acknowledged. I lost a few people myself, and I think that, you know, would be great, something great to have on my cleats and represent.
Awesome, man. Hey, you represent everything, man, very well. Ed, God bless you moving forward. Best of luck to you on your pro day. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. It's our pleasure. Once again, Ed Shockley, the standout Villanova linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the show. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, again, folks, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. If you want to listen to Ed, you type in Ed Shockley, followed by NFL Draft Blast, and the show will pop up for you. Big shout-out to him. What a fantastic guest. And like Ed, they're going to miss seeing this kid do his thing at Villanova. He was special. But Villanova fans are going to get to see his thing do at the next level, and I'm sure he'll make that path towards April 26th and that draft weekend. As always, we appreciate you guys stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.